Let's bring in Pat Pagano and get the details. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. Still is it as cold as it is in Iowa this morning, where the nation's low so far comes out of Iowa, 12 degrees.
You know, I've got a friend who lives in McGrath, Alaska. He works at our public radio station up there. And they're already started to, they've already got snow on the ground. It started about a week ago. Not a lot right now, but
yeah. But so does Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Yeah, but it's one thing when you get snow on the ground in Alaska. Once it's there,
it stays.
It's there. It doesn't go away. It keeps accumulating, and then by like the end of March or April, it goes away. So you get May, June, July, and August basically. And a little bit of September, most of September. But anyways, McGrath, Alaska. They fly the mail in on those big jets. Fly the, everything's up. You know what a bottle of ketchup is in McGrath? What it costs? $12. $12. Well, because they've got to bring it in by special air freight and everything like that.
Why would anybody want to live there?
Well, he got a job. He's got a nice job. And if you like being out in the middle of nowhere and the serenity and stuff like that, you'd want to live there. You know, I mean, people say, well, why would people want to live in Florida? Why would people want to live in the tornado belt? Why would people want to live in California? You know, because.
Yeah. Right now in McGrath, Alaska, it's 2 a.m., and it's 28
degrees. 28
degrees,
2 a.m.
And that's only 2 degrees colder than us.
Yes. But still, when you put Alaska behind it, it feels 10 degrees colder immediately.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll wind up with a partly sunny brisk day in the middle 50s. At this time of the year, we should be at 62. Clear tonight, mid-30s. The normal is 41. Sunny to partly cloudy, breezy. 55 to 60 Thursday. Sun and some cloudy periods Friday. We're in the mid-50s. We're in the mid-60s with sunshine on Saturday. And then Sunday, increasing clouds. I think could be some rain coming in, if not late in the day, at night, with high temperatures in the 60s.
So it's not that bad of a forecast.
No. You know, I'm not so sure how quick that rain's going to move in on Sunday. So today's Wednesday. We shall see as we move into Thursday. And as far as I'm concerned, 95% better than I was yesterday. So
yeah, you sound much better. You sound much better.
Yeah, the reaction is, you know, a good 24 hours after the vaccine, and then it kind of wears off, which is great. So I was kind of happy about that. I'm feeling very tired, but that is one of the after effects of the vaccine. Feeling very, very tired, a lot of fatigue, but not tired enough to watch the latest episode again of The Patient with Steve Carell. This really is a psychological thriller. There is nothing gory about it. It's just, you know, you just kind of wonder, you know. The thing that gets me about this, you know, this patient has the he's compelled to kill. Okay? Now, I don't know how many people he's killed thus far. But why is it, even if he's only killed one or two people, why is it that we've never seen a police officer come to his house? I mean, they have to be looking and tracing why these people have died. The program does not in any way, shape, or form address that issue at all. I mean, because here's Steve Carell as a prisoner, and you would think that sooner or later, you know, the law has got to be there, showing up and at least having traces, but not yet. And I believe I watched, I think that was the seventh episode that I watched. I don't know how many there are, but it's only available every Tuesday when they update. But I still think, Marshall, you should watch it and see what you think.
I will, but I'll have to watch it during the day. Psychological thrillers tend to hang with me at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I watch them too late,
yeah,
it tends to hang with me, and then I have dreams about it. It sounds. Is it based on a true story?
No, I don't think so. Okay. It's another version of Misery.
Okay.
Stephen King,
oh,
Misery.
Yeah. Yep.
You remember that?
Yep.
It's another version of that. That's what it appears to me.
All right.
So if you enjoyed that movie, you'll definitely enjoy the series.
Yeah.
And Steve Carell's very fine actor, yeah.
Stephen King's also one that at least I made the mistake of watching the movie version of the Stand, his book The Stand.
Okay.
I had nightmares for weeks.
Really?
I had nightmares for weeks.
But meanwhile, if you would have just left it at the book, you probably would have been okay.
No. I get, once you get things into your mind, then I have pieces of your dreams that it's amazing. It's amazing. But I'll look at it. I'll see if I can. I've got to get through the first episode. If I can get through the first episode, we'll be all right. So maybe I'll watch. Well, I can't watch it this afternoon. But maybe tomorrow afternoon I'll watch it.
That's all right. You got the weekend also.
Yeah. Yep. So, all right. Well, I guess, you know, what the weather is what it is.
I mean, the tropics are quiet, you know, and of course, you know, the media is playing up the cold air, but give me a break. Normally in September, the Rockies start getting snow.
Yeah.
This is a month later. It's not a big deal. You know, and lately they just take the littlest bit of weather and they make such a big deal about it. Again, these folks in the upper Midwest and the Midwest, they're used to this. And they go about their business, you know. Yeah, all right, so it snowed 3 inches this morning. Well, let's get in the car, let's go to school, let's go to work, let's do what we have to do. Simple.
No, it's all about ratings.
Yeah.
That's why they put up all that fake radar stuff, and they show you a radar picture for five days ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I try to explain to people, it's not, you can't
hang your hat on that.
Yeah, it's not a real radar picture.
This
is our projected graphic representation of what might happen.
Right. Right. That's all it is. And you know what? Excellent chance that it is not going to be highly accurate for every given area. Uh-huh. Maybe some areas, but yeah, you're absolutely right, Marshall. It's the same way, you know, with when you see the weather maps and how the fronts are going to move. Again, this is all projection by the models. Sometimes the fronts slow down. Sometimes they speed up. Sometimes they stall. And, you know, modeling could do their best. And it's, again, I always teach my guys here at the Weather Center, modeling is guidance. It is not the weather Bible.
Yeah.
Don't look at it and take word for word. Take it as guidance. If you do that, you'll be good.
I used to love it because a kid is watching the meteorologist. They'd have that big paper board, and they draw the fronts in, and they have clouds with blowing and stuff like that. We should go back to that. All right, Pat. I guess we'll have to take the weather forecast in stride and speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah, you stay warm, Marshall.
I will stay warm and dry, and you go back to watching that show that you're talking about.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.